With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is taking another broadcast company to court over edited content he claims was fake news, a $10 billion lawsuit filed yesterday against the BBC.
The lawsuit accuses the BBC of a false, deceptive and malicious depiction of Mr. Trump in what it calls a brazen attempt to interfere with and influence the outcome of last year's presidential election. It first tries to establish that a court in Florida, where the lawsuit has been filed, would have jurisdiction, arguing that the program could be watched in the state, even though the BBC said it did not have rights to show the episode on its US channels. It goes on to claim that Mr. Trump has suffered what it calls massive economic damage to both his reputation and his brand value.
And that is the BBC's Tom Bateman reporting. Crews used sandbags to shore up an earthen levee south of Seattle after a small section failed after a week of heavy rains. Ed Donahue reports it's been touch and go for local residents wondering what's happening.
Water levels receded in Jeff and Ann Goss's neighborhood for the moment.
When we see it come over the rain, you know, the train tracks over here on Highway 20,
it was like a waterfall.
It's a waterfall. And so if that gets back up there again before it's receded enough, we could be right back in the same position.
The levee was badly damaged during flooding in 2020.
That is Ed Donahue reporting. A shutdown delayed reading on unemployment data reveals that 2 months' worth of data indicate the U.S. saw 64,000 new jobs in November, but lost 105,000 in October. That's when federal workers, many of them, got their walking papers due to government cutbacks. Americans held the line on their spending in October. Sales at retailers and restaurants were unchanged compared to the month before. This is SRN News. No Bibles allowed if you're entering Nicaragua.
The government has banned foreign visitors from bringing copies of the scriptures into the country amidst a crackdown on Christians, churches, and ministries that has attracted the attention of international religious freedom groups. Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega doesn't like the fact that some clergymen have criticized his dictatorial rule and has retaliated by shutting down more than 1,300 churches and religious organizations since 2018. Michael Harrington reporting.
Archaeologists in Turkey have uncovered an ancient fresco of Jesus from Anatolia's early Christian era. The painting was found in an underground tomb near Iznik. That's a town known for the Nicene Creed's adoption in 325 AD. At the time, the region was part of the Roman Empire, and the tomb is believed to date to the 3rd century, a time when Christians still faced widespread persecution. This is SRN News. The Chronicle of Philanthropy's annual list of the biggest charitable donations from individuals or their foundations totals $5 billion this year.
Topping the list is $2 billion from Nike co-founder Phil Knight and his wife Penny. Warren Buffett follows with a $746.7 million donation, and the mother and stepfather of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos pledged $500 million. Nearly 40% of the total comes from the Knights' gift to Oregon Health and Science University. The top three gifts support cancer care, a private grant maker, and an international effort to fight hunger and malnutrition among women and children. Rich Thomason reporting.
Indiana's Kurt Cignetti has been named the Associated Press Coach of the Year in college football for the second consecutive season. He's the first coach to win the award back-to-back since it was first presented in 1998. More of these stories at srnnews.com.